Hello and welcome to Women's Biz Podcast. I'm Annie Gibbons, founder and CEO of Women's Biz Global, and I invite you to get comfortable and listen in on candid conversations I have with fascinating women from around the globe. Business leaders, entrepreneurs, humanitarians, athletes, and a whole lot of regular people. Tune in as they let their guard down and open up on aspects of their business and life journey, how they measure success, and what they have learned along the way. These conversations aim to inspire you to embrace opportunities and possibilities beyond the limits of your imagination. Reclaim your power, strength, and vulnerability. Stand in your truth and propel yourself towards the life you dream to live. Hello to our beautiful listeners. Annie Gibbons here from Women's Biz Podcast. Great to have you join us today. I always love this part of the day. It is a highlight for me, and we are privileged today to have Vicky Nuthling in our midst. She's a dynamic speaker, a trainer, a coach. She specializes in public speaking, so you're going to be in for a treat, and leadership as well. She combines all of this expertise also with an anti-aging and wellness business, creating that perfect synergy that enhances her impact. I love it when we get into a couple of different spaces that just dovetail off each other. Her passion lies in helping entrepreneurs, which is most of you ladies, finding their voice. Oh my gosh, it's so important to find your voice and then to use it boldly, bravely in all the right areas. She's also a best-selling author featured in, I think, four books, which is awesome, bringing a wealth of experience to the table. She's also got her own podcast called the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast. She's had over 290 episodes. This is a queen of putting out your message. So welcome to the program, Vicky.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to be with you and to be on this global stage. I am very pleased to be able to share my story and maybe help a few ladies in the way.
Ah, that's the goal. Let's help women around the world just really level up, right? So I'd like to start, actually, before we talk about, you know, breaking through the butterflies and how do we actually get in to be able to slay our message and make all that happen. How did you get into this space?
Oh, wow. So it started out as being a person who was forced into leadership at my company. I worked for over 27 years for a large transportation company, and the CIO was one of the first people that I worked with, and he decided he saw something in me that I didn't really see in myself, and so he filled out the paperwork for me to become a supervisor and said, sign here. And I said, okay. And then I thought, oh my God, how am I going to do this? I have to train and lead and coach and counsel people. And so I joined Toastmasters way back in 1998. And that was the beginning of building my confidence and finding my voice, because I was that kid, second of seven kids. And so there was always somebody else that could talk for me, but there were always these great ideas and passion in my heart. And so I just needed to find my voice. And what I've learned over the years is there's a lot of you out there that way, that have great ideas, that have passion, that want to make a difference in their world or their world of their children, their families, their friends, but they just are too afraid to do it. So I, in 2021, decided, you know what? I had 2 years of having retirement where I was sitting around and traveling, and I decided I should do something to give back. And so I started my business, and that's where I am today. The year of 2021 was my year of yes. And I decided that as opportunities came by, no matter how scared I was going to say yes. And so the podcast came about, and speaking opportunities came about, and now six books came about, all because I said, you know what? If it's not going to put me in jail or kill me, I'm going to give it a go.
Good on you. What brilliant advice. And I hope all of our listeners are thinking that too. That's right. Those things that you've always thought, you know what, I've got ideas, I've got thoughts, yeah. I'd love them shared, but something holds you back. And it can be, like you said, you know, the second child out of seven, and I had five children, it's a bit like that. There's always someone busier, louder, you know, and it's easy to sort of hide in that. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that you just don't have so much value. In fact, it definitely doesn't mean that. We want to be able to get our messages out, and particularly for those in business, it's part of the package, right? Because otherwise other people will, and it's not fair and it's frustrating. So therefore, as someone who may have hidden, and I love the value of Toastmasters, they are just so fantastic, global movement, how do you then help people to break through those? And they might be butterflies, but they also might be like that paralyzing feeling of, okay, I'm going to have to, I've got a message, I need to now craft it, I need to be able to communicate it clearly to really elevate my presence. So how are you going to help people do that?
Yeah, and even someone who isn't a business owner or an entrepreneur, maybe you're just somebody trying to work your way up the corporate ladder, you sit in meetings and your ideas are voiced by someone else. Someone else gets the promotion. Someone else gets the accolades. Someone else gets the, oh, I need to look at that person closer. And yet you sit back and you think, but I thought of that. I could do that. But you are too afraid to use your voice. And I've seen it so many times. And when you talk about paralyzing, when I do one of my keynotes, it talks about a person who I was in leadership school with, management school at the company that I worked with. And this kid, when he was just talking one-on-one, he was absolutely engaging and wonderful. As soon as you had him have to speak even to two or three people, in a formal way, he got so sick to his stomach, he was paralyzed. And I thought, I can't have that. And the thing that changed it was I started to understand that if you stop thinking of it as a speech, as a presentation, as a pitch, and just have a conversation. Just talk to us as a conversation, because that's when the power and the passion and the authenticity can come out, because you're no longer worrying about sounding formal and educated and wonderful. You're just having fun with the person and you're just being you. And those conversations are what develop into relationships, and relationships can bring in the dollars.
Beautifully said, beautifully said. It's so true. When you're focusing on something that you've prepared, rehearsed, you're then so focused on that. And if you make a mistake, it can completely throw everything. Whereas when you're in the conversation, exactly, people can see that they can see your passion, they can see your authenticity, they actually connect with you more. But it requires some steps. Do you have a few simple steps that individuals, especially entrepreneurs, can use to start delivering those impactful messages?
Well, the first thing, the most important thing, is trust that you know your stuff. If you are talking about what you know, you don't really need notes. You might just have bullet points that you can stare at off your screen, or if you're in a room, maybe just have a small cheat sheet, if you will, that says, these are the five things I'm going to talk about today. And stay on that, you know, but always think about the, I don't want you to memorize things, but I want you to get comfortable with it. So I will do a story over and over and over again so that I really feel comfortable with it. But if I don't say it word for word the way that it was written originally, it makes no difference. You don't know what I was going to say. It just has to make sense. It has to flow well. So I met someone who was selling a video camera for all these video meetings and things we have now. And the husband was the main salesperson. But unfortunately, that night I was to interview the wife. And she says, well, I don't feel comfortable talking about this. And so I said, okay, well, let's pretend and let's not turn on the recording for me to use for anybody, but for me to just like to have for notes. And so we stopped having a formal interview and we just chatted with one another. And she was able to tell me all about her business and all the things that were benefits and got me to the point where I thought I could promote this for you. But it was such a shame. As soon as she thought that she was going to be recorded, she was terrified to speak. And there's so many authors and business owners, people that decided, hey, I want to become an entrepreneur and I have a great idea. But as soon as you said, well, we're going to put you on camera or you're going to have to go and talk to a Rotary Club or a small business, all of a sudden, well, no, let me just give you a paper, a pamphlet. But it's not as impactful because people don't buy products or service. They buy you. Mm. And how you approach them and how you tell them stories so that they can see themselves in your stories is how you make those people become lifelong friends and relationships.
So well expressed. And I've had that very experience. Someone will even give a testimonial and I go, oh, can I record that? And then all of a sudden they can't speak they go, oh, no, can't do that, can't do that. Pressure, whereas they've absolutely got that. One thing I learned years ago, which was just so important, is, you know, you've got this perfect view of what you're trying to say or what you'd like to say, and then when it doesn't happen, it's really easy to go, oh, that's, you know, I've missed some things today, or I haven't done this, or I haven't done that. Whereas, as you mentioned before, no one else knows what you were going to say, you know, and so we don't need to worry at that level. Seriously, they just want to hear from you. Now, I know you've got an acronym, and I've heard you say keeping pace in, you know, now 2024. What does that mean? What does it stand for? And how does that help contribute to leadership and the things that you're doing?
Well, for the P, it's really being persistent and having a purpose. You need to have a purpose. Why are you speaking? You know, there has to be that purpose. And then you have to be persistent, knowing that the first time you talk to people about whatever you're doing is probably not going to be making anything more than the first impression. And you just have to be persistent in doing that. And then you really need to be authentic and accountable. The authenticity that sometimes people just put on masks, and those masks, while you think it makes you look cool and great, people see through those masks and you just don't touch their hearts. And if you don't touch their hearts, you're not going to touch their wallets, because they will see through that you're just really talking at them and not with them. So you want to be authentic, but you also need to be accountable. If you say you're going to do something, you need to do it. And then the next thing is you have to have courage. Like I said, in 2021, I was scared crap. I just knew that there were things that I was maybe not as skilled as someone else to do. The first time I was asked to write a chapter in a book, I thought, I don't know how to be a writer. I'm not a writer. And then I thought, but I'm just telling my story. So I'm going to write down my story. And if it resonates, then great. And then the next time it was not as scary. And then the next time and the next time. And so you have to have courage. Courage is what launches confidence. And I think we have to believe in ourselves to achieve that courage. And I always tell the people I work with, I'll believe in you until you start to believe in yourself. Yeah. And the last thing is you have to have empathy and emotional intelligence. When I teach leadership, it is really about leading with the heart, the head, and the hands. And all of that really starts with that courage and that empathy and emotional intelligence. Your gut is a smarter brain of the two that you've got. And you need to use that gut to be able to be empathetic. How what you're going to say, is it going to affect others? And you need to understand the people that you're with. So that means you need to be able to also be an active listener, which you could throw up in that A as well. So that's what pace is. You have to, for 2024 and beyond, you can't do things the way that you used to do in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Life is different today. And you need to be aware of how you can address this diverse world, this global world that we work in.
It is so different. It is constantly evolving. And that's right. We need to start showing up in, you know, enhanced ways of the way we were before. And some of them just really reinvent ourselves to meet the demands of the world that we live. I love what you're sharing here, that the, you know, the modern leader really has to lead with their heart and their head and their hands, right? It's not that scripted, I'm important, I have a role, whatever. I love what you said there before. People can see through all of that. They're actually looking for purpose-driven. They want to know what your values are. They want to know, are you authentic? Are you the real deal? Do you care? Do you give back? Like, there's so many elements there that actually do make the modern leader really stand out. And so how have you seen these approaches make an impact for the people that you've worked with, the real shifts that you've noticed in your observations about really dynamic leaders and the differences that they can have over other people who've got more of a traditional old school leadership style?
It really starts with that first time you engage with someone, maybe it as in the interview with a person. When I interviewed with folks, I didn't really spend a lot of time looking at the resume, you know, what skills they have in terms of Lotus or later on Excel and later on, you know, project. All of those things I could teach you, or I can find somebody to teach you. But what character do you bring to the table? What are your behavioral skills? What is your attitude? All of those things will make a difference. And so that first time that you chat with them, you have to be able to read that in the people. And that means you have to listen more than you ask questions. And then you also want to listen to the questions that they ask you to see where their head's coming from. Then the next piece that makes a difference is once you get them hired, what are you doing to make their orientation beneficial to them and to the company? What are you doing to make sure that they understand the expectations of them so that after 6 months, when you do a review, they aren't surprised? You know, they understand. But you also want to spend that several first 3 to 6 months understanding that person. So what is really their motivation and their drives? And we talked about purpose earlier. And really, they need to understand what their purpose is and how it aligns with the company's vision and mission. And even if it's a small business, just you and a VA, you still want to make sure that that person who represents you, maybe in email conversations or social media conversations, understands the purpose of what you're doing, the vision and the mission of your business. And all of that is done by having the empathy and that emotional intelligence.
Super helpful to our listeners to start reflecting on these sorts of things. One little bit I'd love to shift now to is having an online presence. So as leaders, presenters, you know, it's been, you know, the old-fashioned Toastmasters, you'd be sitting in an audience and then you get up to present and then you get to share. Whereas now, particularly post-COVID, you know, we need to have on-camera skills because we've got the rise of virtual meetings, workshops. We have this online presence that we're not suddenly on. We're on all the time, right? So do you have any tips that you'd be able to share our listeners on potential on-camera types of skills that will really help them succeed in those virtual interactions?
Often whenever I go out and speak, I give out either online or in person my five essential camera or my five on-camera essentials. And basically the first thing is, and this all came about from my first few podcasts with folks where I saw people in the dark. You know, so what is your lighting like? You want to make sure that it's not too bright. You want to make sure where you position your camera, that the if it has a window to either side, that the sun is not coming in. And the sun is a great thing. Some of the best YouTube or reels that I've ever done were inside my front, in my driver's seat of my car where the sun is coming in, except, you know, the sun comes in and out and that yes. isn't so great. So a controlled environment is really the ideal thing for me. You know, I do a checkup of your setup for you for free at 30 minutes where we just go through what kind of lighting do you have? What can we do to change your lighting? The second thing is that camera. Well, our phone gives us great pictures, but sometimes having that portrait type of setup is not as helpful for this podcast situation or a Facebook situation. So you want to be aware of the orientation of that. And I always say, if you even have a laptop, the best thing is to do an external camera, and you can get them now for $150 or so, and spend, I have a stand that's telescopic, so I can move it all around my room. I can have it different heights, and it was only $19. So it's not a break the bank kind of thing, but you got to have a good camera. And yeah. then the next thing is that you need to make sure your sound's good. So when I started out, I just used regular earbuds, you know, that plug into my CPU or the laptop, and that worked fine. And I did that for almost a year. And then I switched to earbuds, and they are nice because I sometimes, especially if I'm presenting and I'm standing here, then I move around my space and I don't have to feel like I'm being like, oh, choked from my cord. And then I evolved to a microphone, and I use a Samsung a microphone, but there are various ones that you can use. And that's all things that I give you as tips when you meet with me to see what we can do. And then the last thing is, we have two things left. One is eye contact. If you'll notice, I try to look at you the whole time. I have gotten to myself, and you really have to really train your eyes to look at that camera and not really look at anything else. The more you directly look in the camera, the more people feel as though you're talking directly to them, and they forget that they're in this online thing, and it just is more engaging. And then the final thing is just to have fun. You have to have fun and laugh. And if you make a mistake, it's okay. I always say perfect is boring. So if you make a joke or you make a misstep, just make a joke about it and have fun doing it. People will have fun if you have fun. So let's have fun.
So true. I giggle at myself all the time.
Yeah.
I'm becoming an expert at that because that's right. People actually go, you know what, I've done that myself, or they'll relate. You actually become a lot more relatable. You don't have to have everything perfect. And I love that. You know, that's right. I have the little Rode microphone here, and I absolutely love it. So it's about finding the one that works for you. You've now also set up your coaching business, and you know, it's a challenge. And I know a lot of our listeners actually have become coaches in the last few years. You've got something that you're an expert in. What have been your challenges and how have you overcome them?
So the coaching part of my business, for even before all of my business, I had been coaching online for Toastmasters for 2 years during COVID, and where you had to coach and counsel and all those things. And what I find is that you really have to see where people resonate. There are thousands and hundreds of thousands of people out there that are coaching now, especially after COVID. And really, you just need a few people that resonate with you. You can't be impactful. I've had several coaches myself, and there are some that were really good and excellent, and I just didn't connect with them. I didn't feel as comfortable to be me. And then I found that I was kind of wearing a mask, which I know is not the right thing to do. So find the person that is talking to you and touching your heart, and you feel safe. And that's the key, is you have to feel safe to be able to practice and screw up and tell what's in your heart and know that you trust that they'll keep that in their trust so that they'll grow and they'll develop. And that's the whole thing. It is our purpose is to make their life better. Mm. And so as a coach, it's really getting that message out through my podcasting, through my speaking engagements with people to say, hey, maybe I'll just give her a go and have that conversation that's just 30 minutes to see, you know, is this something that will work? And not everybody is a yes. And that's okay.
It is. It's 100% okay. We don't want to be too broad trying to meet everyone's requirements. It's just tapping into where are you in expertise and who is your market and are they finding you in the right way? It's also great as a coach, you know, your nature of being able to share your learnings. You know, that's exactly it. If they're having that set up conversation with you, it's all right to say, I don't have enough money for this specific microphone or this specific screen or whatever at the moment, but it's kind of like, well, what's one thing that you can do and then learn from that and then build what you're wanting over time. I think it's fantastic when coaches are actually happy to show the journey. It's like no one actually got to where they are straight away. It was all a journey. And I love that word before in your acronym, you know, consistency. It's about just being consistent, showing up consistently in a way. And people will actually follow your journey. They'll follow your personal journey. Yeah. And then you'll be able to then watch them on their journeys, and then they'll be role models for others who are following themselves. Mm-hmm. So for those who have sort of listened along and thought, you know what, I've hesitated, I haven't felt very comfortable. I've always thought I have to go off and do a course, or I have to become an expert at, you know, online presence. I certainly, you know, I may not even want to be a keynote speaker, but I do want to feel it's all about confidence. You know, it's about confidence in your voice, confident to show up. And it's so annoying when you're sitting there in that business meeting boardroom and someone else scoops your idea because they were more confident in that space. What do you recommend they do today?
So I would say the first thing I do is to come and have a chat with me, as anyone can just go online and book a time with me to have the conversation. And part of what I do is I connect people. So maybe I'm not the person that can give you that guidance, but I have interviewed now over 350 people. And out of those, a lot of them are coaches that do the same thing as I do. And I think that's important to understand. Just because there are other people that do what you do doesn't mean your message is any less important. So you want to really think about, okay, how can I make an impact? Start out by signing up for podcasts like this, knowing that, don't be terrified, this is just a conversation. Sign up to be able to go and be on a book like I was, to get your voice out. So maybe in written form, it gets you starting to think about, well, what is my platform? What is it that I am good at that I need to share with others? And then, yes, I'm going to say it, dabble in online. Whether it be just a 1 minute TikTok or a Instagram, even on your Facebook, just doing that real short, your story reel. All of those things, the more you do, the more comfortable you are. And again, if it's not perfect, that's okay. More and more of those videos that aren't perfect get more hits than anything. So you just want to get your face out there and your voice out there. Respond to other people's posts that you are inspired by, but not only liking and loving them, but actually giving some comments back, because now you're getting more exposure and you're becoming more, people are becoming more aware of you. And those are all typically how you start to get going in this world. But if you really are terrified, then you need to come and see me. We definitely can work together. I work with the youth as well as adults. And your story is probably no different than even mine. I did not start out feeling comfortable in any of these situations, but practice does make you get comfortable. And the more you maybe mess up, you learn from that and you pick yourself up and get back up and do it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's about practicing, realizing it's not going to be brilliant. All of us look back on some of our earlier work, you know, and I'm quite happy to go, you know, the first few, even podcasts, when I first started one, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you can always look back and cringe on a few things. And you know what? We'd still be doing that now because we're all evolving our craft, getting more skilled. It is practice. It's getting comfortable. I agree. Have a go. I've got anthologies people can be part of, definitely. I've got summits every 3 months and we had one last week.
Yes, summits.
Be on the summit. You know, I deliberately make it only 10 minutes and then I have the conversation to with our delegates and with other panel members to get people more comfortable online. It's so important in a modern world to be able to have those skills. Definitely reach out if you need more help with that. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Vicky. Yes. It's been a really fascinating conversation. It's a conversation that people just kind of go, oh, I didn't think we could sort of, you know, talk about how to be more comfortable online. I thought it's all sales, marketing, you know, SEO, this or that. No, we all have to be able to show up confidently, you know, so that because our voice is powerful. Whatever area you're in, it's powerful. So I've loved our conversation today. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been so fun. I love being on. Thank you. And you are going to come on my show too, so we can continue the conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Look forward to that. Thanks so much. Thank you so much to our listeners. Look forward to hearing your feedback on this episode. Definitely drop it in the chat wherever you are, if it's YouTube or LinkedIn Live, if you're a video watcher, or if you're on our audio platforms, just pop in a comment. We'd love to catch up with you, connect with you. And I also look forward to you next week. Till then, stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Women's Biz Podcast. I'm Annie Gibbons, founder and CEO of Women's Biz Global. And if you would like to fast track your future success, pop on over to womensbizglobal.com, where you can find out how our coaching, media and publishing opportunities are helping women just like you to become and be seen as the trusted authorities in their niche. Inquire today and start reining in the abundance you desire.